Right, this is from Byron of Baltzegoth, and you're listening to Helvetia.
Okay, we are Byron de Baltzegoth. Hi, Byron.
Hello.
How are you going?
Not too bad.
What about this gig?
This gig was good. It was our first ever gig in Italy, and we were looking forward to playing Italy for a long time. Finally getting here was a really good experience for us, and we'll definitely be back.
And what's now the future date?
The rest of the tour, there's two dates left. There's Marseille in France and Barcelona in Spain, and then it's back home to England.
Uh-huh. Could you tell us a little biography of Baltzegoth?
Right, the official genesis of Baltzegoth began in 1993 when we recorded our original promo demo in England. And it was a very cheap and sort of archaic affair, which was garnered the interest of Cacophonous Records, who then offered us a three-album deal, which we duly accepted. And we've just recorded the second album. We've got one more to go.
And are you satisfied with the deal with Cacophonous?
We are now, yeah. The first album, it took them a year to release, but now the label has changed hands and the management is much more efficient. They've given us a much bigger budget for the second album, a lot more advertising. They've got us this tour, so we are satisfied with them.
And what are the main influences behind your albums, both lyrically and musically?
Well, lyrically, it's I'm just aspiring to tell sort of stories in the purest sense of the term. Authors that I admire are Tolkien, Robert E. Howard, H.P. Lovecraft, Shakespeare. I'm influenced by many things, old myths and legends, poetry, dreams. Musically, there are a lot of influences. Classical music is definitely an influence for us, particularly the works of Wagner, Holst, Stravinsky. A lot of things, really. Like we draw inspiration from a very, very wide range of sources.
What are your favorite movies and books?
My favorite movies include the Star Wars trilogy, Conan the Barbarian, Excalibur. Favorite books include most of the works of Robert E. Howard, The Lord of the Rings, and the works of Shakespeare.
And what are your favorite bands now, right now?
My favorite bands will always be Bathory and Celtic Frost and Sabbath from England. I like Emperor and Satyricon a great deal. I also like Dark Funeral and Falconback. I like them a great deal too.
And what's now the future of Baltzegoth?
The future? Well, what we'll do when we return to England from this tour is we will hopefully get a few more dates, possibly some in England itself, because we haven't played England since 1995. The label, there are discussions about maybe going to the USA for a couple of shows, and then we'll have to get down and start writing the third album.
What do you think about the future of the death black metal scene in Europe?
I think in order to survive, the black and death metal scene must become more original and more innovative. There are a lot of very, very good bands out there, but there are a lot of bad bands as well. But, you know, in order for bands to survive and for the scene to survive, the bands really have to start putting a lot more originality into what they do, a lot more sort of passion, and there's a lot of bands that do that, so it's good.
Do you believe promotion is really important, also in video stuff?
Yeah, I mean, promotion really does help. I mean, the second album has been a lot more widespread and more readily available than the first one. A lot more people have heard of us from the second album than the first one. The label offered us the money to do a video, but, you know, in order for us to do a video, we would need a lot of money. We'd need extras, sets, all kinds of special effects. I mean, it does help. Videos do help. I mean, Ancient have got a video which has been played on MTV, and a lot of people know them from that video. So probably by the third album, we will have a video out.
Okay, now a final message for the fans, for the listeners.
Thank you very much to all our Italian fans. We really appreciate you. We can feel the warrior spirit burning within you, which we really appreciate a great deal. And blodu occhiarno to everybody.
Okay, see you next tour, Baron.
Definitely, we'll be back.